Hey, feeling unsure about your finances these days? You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just hear it straight from the people who they've helped. The Noble crew walked me through everything with no stress. With their help, I could finally sleep easy at night. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. Hey, everybody. Dan, the Charlie Kirk Show. Impeachment? Not so fast. All eyes on 9:30. We walk through that and more. Text this episode to your friends and give us a 5-star review. Become a member of the Charlie Kirk Show and listen advertiser free at charliekirk.com and become an insider, charliekirk.com. Email us as always, freedom at charliekirk.com, and get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Some very big news today, but I'm sure all of you are most curious as to our take of what happened yesterday with Aaron Rodgers. Now, I won't spend too much time on this, but it is a fact that Josh Allen completed more passes to the New York Jets than Aaron Rodgers. You watch it, Brian? You saw the game or you saw the tear? I like Aaron Rodgers. He is a truth teller. It's really sad. It's tragic. He might actually be forced to retire from this. And if you didn't watch last night, he played 4 plays and tore his Achilles tendon. Somebody messaged us in the chat. Charlie, did he die? No, he did not die. But it is an important life lesson. Things can blow apart in an instant. So be grateful. Be present. This is not a sports show, but it is. There's a lot of lessons to be derived from that. Okay. However, the other news today that is critical and that's happening, Speaker Kevin McCarthy has announced that it is time to proceed on an impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden. Now, the position on this program is very clear. Joe Biden is a traitor to the United States. Joe Biden has sold out the country. Joe Biden has lied repeatedly. Joe Biden is still compromised by the business dealings that he has done previously. And House Republicans are now going into an impeachment inquiry. Now, that is not impeachment itself. An inquiry is the first step. Why did this not happen 6 months ago or 7 months ago is an interesting question. It's a prelude to official impeachment. And this is being met with, understandably, very favorably by many Republicans. They say, finally, about time, we're going to have some form of justice against Joe Biden. And I'm not going to downplay the impeachment of Joe Biden. I'm not going to say I disagree with it. I'm not going to say that it's a bad idea, but I think our position on this program is going to be a little bit different. Again, Joe Biden definitely deserves impeachment. He arguably deserves actually a treason trial. Certainly his son, Hunter Biden, does something close to Gitmo. But the fact that now McCarthy is willing to allow an impeachment trial is all because of the 30th of September. On this show, we have been turning up the temperature and we've been having guest after guest after guest focusing on the big day. You could call it D-Day, 9:30, the 30th of September. We laid out the stakes of what that deadline means. This is a real opportunity to turn back the massive overreach of the Biden machine, the uniparty, the insiders, as we call them on this program. Biden wants more money for his government and more money for Zelensky's government. It's time for the Republican Party to draw a line, as we've said, and say no more. Three really basic asks that we've been saying on this program that we are pushing for at Turning Point Action, where we are able to lobby at Turning Point Action. And the grassroots are demanding. no blank check for Ukraine. I would like no money for Ukraine. Probably not realistic. Defund the deep state, aka Jack Smith and his illegitimate unconstitutional special office, and secure the border. Those are the three main asks right now. And those are reasonable asks. In a country long gone 20 or 30 years ago, that would not even mean deemed controversial or political. So 9:30 is looming, and Matt Gaetz and many others have been threatening Speaker McCarthy with a motion to vacate. Speaker McCarthy has been feeling that heat. He's been feeling that pushback. And because of that, today he made the announcement. That's why the timing is happening today. Now, a motion to vacate is that according to the speaker rules that were formed, any member with, I think it takes four or five other members, can say, we're going to vacate the chair. We need to find a new speaker of the House. So they've been holding that over Speaker McCarthy. Remember, that was all during the speaker negotiations that happened back in January. So this deadline of 9:30 is far more important than any impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden. Remember, we have a presidential election coming up next year, and it looks like Joe Biden is going to be the nominee. My argument is that we shouldn't impeach Joe Biden because it would hurt us in the election. It just wouldn't work. Are we going to be able to remove Joe Biden from the presidency? Probably not. Now, I still think that maybe there's an argument to do it. Should have been done a long time ago. But I'm actually far more worried, not about Joe Biden and potentially impeaching him, but I'm far more worried about, why aren't we using our political power to defund the FBI? If we have to make a choice, do we impeach Joe Biden or force confessions out of Joe Biden, we should always choose the second. So while it is tempting to say, yes, it's time to impeach Joe Biden, again, I'm all for it. He's a traitor. Impeachment feels as if it's just an election maneuver. But we have political power right now. This is an opportunity for once in a generation, once in a lifetime, to defang the beast, to stand up to the machine. That's what 9:30 is all about, a 110-year opportunity to offer a legislative surgical strike against their tyranny of the American people. We can say this, and we should say this. Republicans should say this. It's time for the Republicans to say, Jack Smith, you're an abomination. You get $0. You're done. Your investigation is an assault on our Constitution and our system of government. You aren't getting a cent until it goes away. Now, we can't demand everything we want. We would want, of course, the Department of Education and other things to be shut down. But instead, we should be focused on one or two or three things that we realistically can get done. Now, here's an interesting concession, is that Joe Biden might say, oh, I'm not going to sign a piece of legislation that will defund Jack Smith. But interesting, you could write the piece of legislation where actually you could, Joe Biden could read it and say, well, it could actually help him and help his son. Isn't the argument that we're making is that elections should not be interfered with by a Department of Justice inquiries? I would rather actually have impeachment proceedings against Merrick Garland and Jack Smith than even Joe Biden. So we're not going to knock Joe Biden out of office by doing these impeachment proceedings. Democrats hold the Senate, and they have to do a trial. The only reason to impeach Biden is just for the symbolism of it. And of course, there's an argument to be made to force the press to cover the evidence and the allegations against the Biden crime family. That's fine. But the only victory, if it happens to produce a political advantage, that's it. Now, it might not happen. It might not happen for a long time. The 2024 election is looming over us right now. And the big news is that we're now going to move forward with impeachment. But if I'm looking at this without any emotionalism, it feels like in some ways it's too little too late. This fight should have started around February, March. Why is all of a sudden it bubbling up now when we have the most consequential funding fight of a generation? Do not keep your eyes off. Do not take your eyes off that, everybody. It's that old Latin phrase, qui bono. who benefits from this impeachment inquiry, which itself is not even impeachment. Why the sudden urgency? The answer is obvious. Moderate Republicans don't want to cut Jack Smith's funding. Moderate Republicans do not want to limit Zelensky's funding. Moderate Republicans do not want to close the border. So a concession they're making is, oh, just throw the right-wingers on the Charlie Kirk show, on Steve Bannon, on Jack Posobiec, throw them a little bit of a bone where they have an impeachment inquiry. They're trying to make you care about 9/30 less. That's what this is all about. They're trying to get a clean resolution as a deal for an impeachment inquiry. I don't think that's a good deal at all.
I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com. I want you guys to check out ReliefFactor.com. 100% drug-free, knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. Check out Relief Factor Energy. Help makes your body make nutrients readily available. Relief Factor Sleep. I know a lot of you are probably having trouble sleeping. Relief Factor Sleep could be the best solution for you. Everybody goes to bed. Not everybody sleeps. We're all about helping people live lives that are filled with connection, exploration, passion, and emotion. That is what his life is all about. Make sure you guys are sleeping well. It's a major part of life. Check it out right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Let's be real. The Senate is not going to remove Joe Biden from office. That's not going to happen. It's not right. It's disappointing. It's real. Okay? I bet Mitt Romney wouldn't even vote. Mitt Romney might even vote for acquitting him. Okay, so with that fact, let me ask a question, and I want your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Would you rather have the energy, the focus, the passion, the vigor, the intensity on impeaching Joe Biden and that process, which does have a PR element to it? I'm not saying it's nothing. I'm not even saying it's a waste of time. I'm not saying that. Or would you rather have a focus, an emphasis on the fourth branch of government? Is Joe Biden running the government, or is the government running Joe Biden? It feels as if that Joe Biden is not actually in charge. You probably believe that. I certainly do. So therefore, why would we just then say, hey, clean resolution on 9/30 for impeachment? I'm of the opinion, why did the impeachment inquiry take this long? Why now? And is it interesting that the impeachment inquiry is popping up right as our funding deadline is looming? Why is that? And so if you are of the opinion that Merrick Garland and DOJ and the FBI and the CIA have created a permanent administrative state, which I think this program on our show, we've done a very thorough job almost on a daily basis of talking about how the administrative state is philosophically and morally and structurally at odds with the U.S. Constitution. To use a sexier term, shadow government or deep state. Then that's where we need to focus our energy. I'm not saying impeachment is a bad idea. I'm not saying that this is a waste of time. But we're receiving emails. People say, well, Charlie, I'm so excited to finally see Joe Biden removed from office. That's not going to happen, everybody. He might get removed by office if we defeat him in the 2024 election. The United States Senate will not remove him from office. Now, if your argument is, well, this can weigh him down politically, this can create some news cycles around, you know, Joe Biden's corruption and his foreign business dealings. How's the media going to cover the impeachment proceedings? Is the media going to cover him fairly? Or are they going to say Republicans on a witch hunt while Americans can't pay for groceries? Be careful if that could potentially backfire. But just be careful. I'm not saying that's not a reason to do it, because the media has a way of lying about everything we're doing. I get that. On the list of priorities, I've said this before, I'll say it again. Joe Biden will likely be dead in 10 to 15 years, and that's grading on a very generous curve. I don't wish him death. It's just the way it is. We've said this before on the program. It's not really about Joe Biden, is it? Joe Biden is a figurehead. They're going to just repeat. They're going to plug and replace. It's just widgets in a machine. So let's focus on the machine, right? Well, what is the machine? The machine can be best represented as unelected, unknown bureaucrats, desk workers is what that word means in French, paper shufflers, the permanent bureaucracy that run the country. And we have the power to do it. We have the mandate to do it. You've got Jack Smith completely and totally out of control. Focus on him. If you are able to defund Jack Smith and defund those aspects of the DOJ, why would Republicans not have the stomach or the courage to do that? That's a fundamental question, isn't it? And before, you know, we're receiving some emails here, freedom@charliekirk.com. Well, Charlie, we need to really get rid of Joe Biden. Joe Biden's not in charge. Obama's probably still running this government, or Susan Rice is still probably running this government, or Valerie Jarrett, or James Comey. So then, is that the best use of our energy or our time? If you had to choose, would you prefer a impeachment of Joe Biden that will fail in the Senate, or an all-out campaign on the fourth branch of government? And you know I think Joe Biden's a traitor. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve to be impeached. Talking about real strategy, real tactics.
Do you get the feeling that something bad is going to happen soon? Well, I do. But between the distractions and smokescreens in the media, we probably won't see it coming. That's why it's smart to invest in emergency food right away. As they say, it's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. My Patriot Supply is the nation's leader in high-quality emergency food. Head to my website, preparewithkirk.com. And you'll save $200 on your 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. Enjoy a wide variety of delicious meals offering 2,000 calories every day for optimum strength under stress. Stock up before panic sets in. Free shipping is automatic and your order ships fast. Go to preparewithkirk.com. That is preparewithkirk.com. You are 9 meals away from collapse and anarchy. Go to preparewithkirk.com. Free shipping is automatic. And your order ships fast, 2,000 calories every day. Check it out. Excellent company. Preparewithkirk.com.
Okay, so I want to go to this email here. This is fine. I appreciate the disagreement. Charlie, what is going on with you? Let's calm down a little bit. Just listening to you now and I'm shocked. The impeachment inquiry includes everyone you're talking about. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. We can do an inquiry into and defund Jack Smith. Can't we walk and chew gum at the same time? That's a good argument. Can we do both? Well, if we had Congress that didn't take 6 weeks off in the summer, if we had Congress that did not have to do very basic things, maybe. But understand that when you embrace an impeachment inquiry, which again, I totally support the facts of going after Joe Biden. And by the way, can we get Ken Buck? What is going on with this guy? I want to also be very clear what I don't support. Okay. And I'm largely just asking questions here. Is it worth going all in, Texas Hold'em, all in on impeachment, and then passing a clean resolution on the deep state? Because that's basically what is happening right now. Now, of course, we can do both. Obviously, we can impeach Joe Biden and defund the DOJ, defund Jack Smith. But the moderates are trying to offer us just one. That's what you have to understand is happening here. The moderates in the Republican Party are trying to broker a deal. And they want us to pick impeachment. That's what's really going on here. And what I am trying to humbly submit is that impeachment, albeit the morally right thing to do, will not be successful in the U.S. Senate. So I'm not going to do what some people do, which is give hopium. Raise your expectations unrealistically, and then you get disappointed. I have too much respect for you guys. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm trying to give you a real vision of what's possible. Politics is the art of the possible. And right now, the moderates are saying, hey, okay, we'll give you an impeachment inquiry, but we're not going to touch Jack Smith. We're not going to touch the FBI. We're not going to touch the border. We're not going to touch Ukraine. What they're really getting at, let's get even deeper, is that they want a trade. They want a deal. This is a deal happening in real time. And I want to tell you what this deal is, which is why I have a contrarian take here today instead of just putting on the pom-poms and saying, yay, impeachment. Let me tell you what the deal is. Impeachment inquiry for not shutting down the government. That's what's going on here. Impeachment inquiry, clean resolution. Impeachment inquiry, no deal on the funding, meaning just like totally clean resolution. That's what is really happening here. So I encourage you not to take the bait of what is being fed to you here. Matt Gaetz has some choice words, just took to the House floor. I haven't heard this. We're going to be hearing it for the first time together. Play cut 44.
At this point, during Democrat control over the House of Representatives, they had already brought in Don Jr. three times. And we haven't even sent the first subpoena to Hunter Biden. Power of the subpoena and power of the purse. Only thing the 118th Congress is known for at this point is electing Kevin McCarthy speaker and underwriting Biden's debt. And unfortunately, there's only one of those things we can remediate at this time. Power of the purse. Our leadership right now is asking us to vote for a continuing resolution. A vote for a continuing resolution is a vote to continue the Green New Deal, a vote to continue inflationary spending. And in the most troubling of fashions, a vote for a continuing resolution is a vote to continue the election interference of Jack Smith.
Boom. That's what's really going on here. The deal that the moderates are trying to broker, the bacon wing of the Republican Party. No, not bacon like you get at Denny's. I'm talking about Don Bacon. Okay. Very moderate guy. Mario Diaz Baltart, those guys, is you're seeing a crony deal being brokered in real time. Understand that the MAGA base, you, the Charlie Kirk Show audience, all of us together, the power of this audience has a fair amount of power in the negotiation. So they think that you, the audience, will calm down if they throw an impeachment inquiry at you. And that you will not care when there is a clean resolution. Now let's get our language right. It is not a clean resolution. Let's call it a dirty resolution. We just need a clean CR. That is the dirtiest thing you can do. So the Republican moderates do this announcement, which on the surface, it's very hard to oppose. I got to give the moderates credit. I really do. I got to give the Republican moderates some compliments here. They've been stringing us along on impeachment. Keeping it in their back pocket this whole time, where they said, hey, in mid-September, if there are real calls of rebellion in the House, throw some red meat at the base and then announce the impeachment inquiry and do a deal. Fund the government. Don't touch Jack Smith. Get Zelensky the money he needs. Not money he needs, whatever. You know what I mean? And then throw the red meat to the rabid dogs of the conservative movement. You guys, us together. That's what's going on here. And so the question in front of us is, do we take that deal? No. They didn't launch the impeachment inquiry in March or April, in June or July, because they had 9:30 circled. Before we started talking about 9:30 on this program, before we started to talk about September 30th as being the climax of the 110-year war, the moderates in the Republican Party had it circled, 9:30. So they said, okay, let's not do the impeachment thing. Let's slow walk it. Let's slow drip it. And then when the fall comes, if the chatter, if the intensity builds too much, throw him. Matt Gaetz continues. Play cut 45.
Mr. Speaker, dust off our written January agreement. You have a copy. Reflect on the spirit of that agreement and build on the start that we had moments ago. Begin to comply. No continuing resolutions, individual spending bills or bust. Votes on balanced budgets and term limits, subpoenas for Hunter Biden and the members of the Biden family who've been grifting off of this country, and the impeachment for Joe Biden that he so richly deserves. Do these things or face a motion to vacate the chair.
So Matt Gaetz, on the floor of the House of the Representatives, said that's the nuclear weapon. He's opening up the nuclear football, starting to plug in his coordinates. And that gets the Speaker's office freaked out, understandably. Face a motion to vacate. And Gaetz was starting to tell people privately that he was going to have an announcement. And then he was trolling Eric Swalwell on Twitter. This was like the worst kept secret in right-wing politics the last 3 days, that Matt Gaetz was going to do something about this, right? And he hasn't done anything yet, but he's teasing it. He's probing it. He's throwing little crumbs here or there. Matt Gaetz is coming on the show tomorrow to talk about this. So then it's by no coincidence that then, ta-da! Worst kept secret in politics. You might get a motion to vacate. We want a clean resolution. And then you get this impeachment inquiry, not an impeachment inquiry. And now they're going to go into private discussions and they're going to say, okay, we are going to do this impeachment inquiry if you guys come to a deal on a clean, dirty CR. That's what's really going on here. Look deeper, because on a lot of the Mockingbird networks on the conservative side, you're going to see the cheerleading squad come up. You're going to see the pom-poms. Yay. Yay. We've been working so hard. We get the inquiry. And we're like, hold on, time out. Joe Biden's going to be dead in a decade. What's more important is, do we defang the beast, change the trajectory of the administrative state? Don't get too distracted by this. I want to be very clear. I'm not the guy that's getting squirrely and I say, oh, well, I don't know if there's a way to prove the case. Joe Biden, there are people in Gitmo that have not done stuff as bad as Joe Biden, Hunter Biden. I've said it before. I'll say it before. Again, Joe Biden has sold out the foreign policy decisions of the United States for cash, decisions made before. The Chinese Communist Party owns and operates the entire Biden cabal. But let's look that next level deeper. And I don't know about you. I feel far too often that I'm being played. And I don't like being played. So now let me strongman my position here. I think Joe Biden absolutely should be impeached. He's a traitor to the United States. He sold us out 100%. What we're talking about is the deal, look a level deeper, that is being brokered. And I don't like the deal. If you have to choose, I don't like choosing. If you have to choose, then you choose deep state oversight. Don't fall for the trap. Do not fall for what the moderate Republicans are doing. Clean resolution. It's dirty. It's toxic. So I have this guy's phone number. I've texted with him warmly for years and I've met with him. He was really strong on some of our issues for years. It's Congressman Ken Buck from Colorado. And I'll be honest, I have no idea what the heck is going on with him. It's very strange. It's very peculiar. And so Congressman Ken Buck goes on Jake Tapper on CNN and says that there's no evidence that Joe Biden was involved in Hunter Biden's business dealings. You cannot rationally believe this. Now, if you're a Democrat, you say this, we know you're just wearing the Democrat jersey. We know you're lying. He's literally doing the bidding of the enemy, of the Democrat Party, of the intel agencies. How about 10% for the big guy? Or how about all the fake emails that Joe Biden used to communicate? The business calls. Ken Buck used to be a really good congressman. In fact, so good he came and spoke at some of our events. It's not going to happen again, I can tell you that. Listen to this, play cut 46.
I don't think that there is an appetite right now for a motion to vacate Speaker McCarthy. I think that we have three committees that are working very hard on uncovering evidence of Hunter Biden's wrongdoing. They are looking to see if there is a connection with Joe Biden. If they reach that point where they can find evidence of a connection, fine. I think the Republicans will move forward with an impeachment inquiry. Right now, I'm not convinced that that evidence exists, and I'm not supporting an impeachment inquiry.
There's an even worse tape than that. But he says, I'm not supporting an impeachment inquiry for this potential reason. There's another one where he says, I've seen no evidence. That's the wrong argument. The argument should instead be this. This is what our party should be saying, because I want to make sure it's clear. Okay, Jake Tapper, he went on Jen Psaki's show too. Joe Biden's a traitor to the United States. Joe Biden sold out the country repeatedly. Joe Biden is a Chinese agent masquerading as a U.S. president. But if I have to choose, instead of brokering a deal for a dirty resolution on 9/30, I would much rather have our energies be focused. Fine, do the impeachment inquiry. That's fine. Just like go and do it. Move it. Fine. Not going to be the main focus of my energy. I want you guys in the audience to your phones and emails and calls to be less about the pom-pom cheering squad of, yay, we do an impeachment inquiry, instead of, why does Jack Smith still have any money? Why does Jack Smith have any money? Kathy emailed us, Charlie, the 9:30 deadline is a couple weeks away. Deal with it first. No CR, defund Jack Smith and others. Get over that hump first, then take on impeachment inquiry. The inquiry has been slow walked this long. What is a couple of months? Clearly, this is red meat to unsuspecting MAGA folks. Thank for teasing this out for our attention. God bless you. We should call our reps. Kathy, you heard me loud and clear. That is the best email summary of what we've been talking about this hour. That's a great summary. Ken Buck comes out and he says, House Freedom Caucus member said there's no evidence Biden committed a high crime or misdemeanor. That boils my blood. Ken Buck has railed against Marjorie Taylor Greene, saying it's absurd to think that she's an, quote, expert on impeachment. Why do you need Democrats when you have people like this? I do not know what's going on with Ken Buck. He's talking like a compromised person, I'll tell you what. So let's summarize the whole hour. On the surface, impeachment inquiry announcement, positive and good. On the surface. However, you have this massive deadline coming up on 9:30. They strung it out. They had this in their back pocket and they announced it just in time to try to throw some red meat while you have the actual funding, the technical aspects of the Leviathan right in front of us. Look at the bigger picture. Look at the bigger threat. And that's all coming on 9:30. They're trying to cut a deal. The moderate Republicans with the people on the more conservative wing, are you guys going to take that deal? That is the question.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns.
What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.